Welcome to your Giants mailbag here on Giants.com. Anita Marks with Lance Meadow. Lance, our first question is from Roddy in Sunset Park. Wants to know, is it difficult to be the head coach and call plays at the same time? As we know, there's just a handful, really, of head coaches who do it in the NFL.
Well, Anita, though, that trend is going to increase because everybody that was hired over the last few weeks, it seems as if now they want to do joint roles. You look at Hugh Jackson, you look at Adam Gase, Doug Peterson, the new head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. They all came out and announced that they're going to remain the play caller in addition to being the head coach. The biggest challenge, Anita, is the fact that you're going from being the vocal person with one aspect, one facet of your team, to now all of a sudden having to run the whole show. And when you're the head coach, you have to worry about strategy, how to game plan, game organize, whereas with the offensive coordinator role, you're basically just worried about the X's and O's on offense. So the biggest challenge is balancing both of those roles. I think that you're going to see an increase in many coaches taking on both roles based on the trend we saw in terms of the hirings.
You know, it's interesting. In Cleveland, reports are that Hugh Jackson's not even going to hire an offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And also, just to make a note, this season, the Green Bay Packers, when Mike McCarthy went back to calling the plays, their offense definitely started to produce a lot better. Here we go. Question number two is from Buckets in Diker Heights. Wants to know, is there any significance that there will now be three teams, count them, three, in the NFC East running different forms of the West Coast offense?
Well, Bucket, similar to that first question that Rodney asked, this is a trend across the NFL landscape right now, Anita. You know, the West Coast offense is more of a philosophy. It's not necessarily a scheme. It's about those horizontal short passes. And think about this, Anita. So many quarterbacks in this day and age are getting rid of the football quicker and quicker. So that shouldn't surprise anybody that you have three teams that are going to run a similar philosophy. I think the bigger aspect that is more of a surprise, you have four coaches now in this division that are either former quarterbacks or former quarterback coaches, which means the emphasis is now being placed on the offense and the role of the quarterback and how important that is in having success in this league.
This has been, of course, your Giants mailbag. Anita Marks, Lance Meadow here on Giants.com.